Ertz in the pistol. Gets the snap. Looks left. Now comes back right. Looks over the middle. This is going to be tipped and incomplete. Almost. A nice defensive effort to get a pick. And that was Tyler Knapp on the play. Nice defensive effort.
Absolutely. It looked like the receiver was open. They had a safety floating back to the middle of the field. It didn't look like Jesse picked up the safety, and the safety was able to tip the ball. And again, another incompleted pass for Minneapolis.
Ertz only 7 of 13. We say only kind of relatively compared to some of his stats in previous games. 7 of 13 throwing the football, 90 yards. Does have two touchdown passes, one to Miller, one to Buster. Fourth down at 11. Minneapolis going to go for it. Two receivers left. One tight end left, one receiver right. Ertz bobbles the snap. Gets it away, though. Caught on the left side. And a gain of about 7, but I do not believe they'll have the first down. It was caught by Wagenbach, but officially they get to the 9, but that is not enough.
Nice completed pass. Good coverage by the Davis County secondary. Kept them in front of the defender, and they're able to hold the Minneapolis for the first time tonight without a touchdown.
So the Bulldogs go begging on that offensive possession. 8:14 to go in the second quarter. 35-0 Minneapolis in charge. Now once we get to the second half, if this advantage holds for the Bulldogs, it'll be a running clock as long as they stay 35 or more ahead. Davis County in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Actually, it does go to the running back, Colton Roberts.
They need to try something different, maybe roll out their quarterback, you know. Certainly get the ball out of this end of the field before they have to punt it.
Three receivers left. Utt drops back. Now he'll scramble a little bit. Now he'll scramble back and almost out of the back of the end zone. Now he'll throw it downfield and incomplete and a big hit. Dislodging the football. That's going to be Foster again laying a little lumber across the middle of the field, Vern.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a good job by the Davis County quarterback, buying time. He made a nice throw to the receiver and a big hit by the Minneapolis defense, Mr. Foster. And again, we talked about it in the pregame. Sometimes this defense gets overlooked.
And right now, 7:32 to go in the second quarter. It's third down and 10 to go. Shotgun. Here's a snap. Goes to Utt, who scrambles left, looking. He goes back in the end zone again, throws it away, and actually almost picked off by Chase Miller, incomplete, fourth down.
Well, if Mr. Utt found himself in the end zone with the fear of a safety looming over him under much duress from the Minneapolis front line, and he's really lucky that little pass wasn't picked off or would have been another quick hit possibility for the Minneapolis offense.
And right now, this has to be a little bit of frustration for the Davis County offense. They're normally used to scoring at least 20 points. If not 30 or more. I mean, their average is 31 plus, and right now they have not moved the ball at all against this MEPO defense.
No, and a very disciplined and aggressive Minneapolis defense.
So now the punt, snap a little high. The punter gets it, though, and gets it away. Nice punt, and it goes out of bounds right at the 50. They might mark it just in front of the 50 with the wind carrying it. Let's see where the line judge is going to put this football. And he's marching, and he'll stop at the 49. So first and 10, Minneapolis on the Davis County 49. Vern, this has to be exactly what Coach Borson and the Minneapolis coaching staff wanted. A big lead early in this game.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and talking to some of the staff, they weren't quite as efficient as they have been throughout the course of the year in the last game against L&M a Friday ago. And so I know they wanted a quick start. They wanted to be aggressive. And I'm guessing any time they can rest some of their starters for next week, it's a plus.
Ertz is still in there at quarterback. Two receivers right, one left, one back with him. He takes a snap in the pistol. Looks to the left. It's a little bit of a screen action to Dalton Scott. He has a seam to the 40, to the 35, and brought down at the 32. A nice gain, almost 20 yards, and a first down MEPO.
Well, you're right, it's a little screen action. Jesse Ertz rolled to his right. He brought the defenders with him, threw back to his left to Dalton Scott. One or two offensive linemen got out in front of Dalton Scott and laid some major hits on a couple would-be tacklers. And nice action, a nice run, and a 20-yard gain.
First down at 10. Ball at the 32 now. Ball in the left hash mark. Shotgun for Ertz. He'll hand it away to Scott, who gets to the 30, breaks a tackle, 25. Looking for a juke. Laundry on the field. There is a flag. Flag on the play. Scott is brought down after a first down. That run by Scott is coming back, Vern.
Yeah, I think so. Usually it's either a hold or a clip in that part of the field.
And the initial signal is hold on Minneapolis. Meepo will have the ball. First and 15. Ball in the Davis County 38 just inside the left hash mark.
Well, and that's something that Minneapolis doesn't do a lot. They don't shoot themselves in the foot with penalties, and they haven't a lot tonight either.
We're in the second quarter. 6:32 to go. Two receivers left, one right, one back. Who's with Ertz? Who's in the shotgun? One tight end also on the right side. Ertz gets the snap, looks left, now looking middle, now looks right. Gets it to Scott on a little dump pass. He has 5 yards, 10 yards. He's out to the 35, 30. Bulls over a man. He's down at the 16. And a big first down. Dalton Scott catching the pass and ends up a gain of 22.
Well, and it's just that you were right. It was just a little dump back. The defense couldn't pick up the back out of the outfield. They were covering everybody running downfield. Jesse Ertz dumps it to Dalton Scott, who just runs around the end, picks up a couple blockers, one big block that springs him for a 22-23-yard gain.
First and 10 for Meepo. Ball on the 17. Ball on the right hash mark. Two running backs with Ertz, who's in the pistol. One receiver right, one left, one tight end right. And a handoff up the middle to Scott, and he'll get to the 10. And he's brought down at the 10. So a gain of 7.
Well, and Dalton gives Minneapolis a nice 1-2 punch without a question. He's a very solid running back. He's deceptive in regards to how powerful he is. He never stops his feet from pumping, and just a nice 7-yard gain.
Second down. A short 4. Two receivers right and two left. One back, Scott, who's with Ertz in the shotgun. Ertz looking. Now he'll get the snap. He'll throw it left side to Buster, who's to the 5. Almost gets in. Let's find out. And it is. Touchdown. Touchdown, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, they're so proficient on offense. That was just a little a bubble screen for the receiver, a one receiver screen, one blocker screen to Buster. Quick pass. Buster read his block, ran into the end zone, and just really a pretty easy touchdown for Minneapolis.
So a 10-yard touchdown pass from Ertz to Buster. Wolf out there to kick the extra point. It is up and right down the middle. It is good again. Elijah Wolf makes it Minneapolis 42. Davis County nothing. 5:25 to go in the first half. Back in a moment. You're listening to Meepo Football on KBUR and KBUR.com.
While most